Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Oh, it's you. What have you done with your key?
Oh, I'm glad you're in. I hope I've left my keys at home and haven't lost them. I was in such a rush this morning. I have a feeling I left them on the bed. Sorry.
No, there's no problem. Come on in.
Oh, hang on. I'll just bring these in. As you can see, I've been shopping. Oh, there's one more by the door. Could you...
Yeah, of course. I'll get it. Oh, no. There's that wretched man again.
What man? I can't see anyone.
Well, he's gone now. He turned down Maple Drive.
Well, I didn't see anyone when I was outside. You know, you are getting a bit paranoid. You keep saying you see someone you know. Just forget it. Now, oh, hang on. I've got something for you.
What is it?
It's that new cereal you wanted. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Well, that's funny, because I've got something for you. Here you are. I hope you like them.
Oh, gosh, thanks. What's this for?
It's to say thank you for your help when we went to the bank. I was going to take you out to dinner to thank you, but you said you were busy this weekend, so I bought you these instead.
Oh, they're lovely, Penny. Thanks, but you really shouldn't have.
Yes, I should, because I was really pleased you were with me. I couldn't understand what the woman was saying.
That's because you were so het up and not thinking clearly. Anyway, it's all sorted now. Oh, thank you for the earrings. They're great.
Good. I'm glad you like them. So, how was your day?
Oh, it was fine. Oh, let's sit down. There's nothing frozen to unpack, so I'll do it later. So, did you go out for a drink after work?
Yeah, six of us went in the end.
And where did you go?
Adams. It was okay. Lucy and the others stayed on, but I wanted to get home. To be honest, I felt tired. Sam was there. Do you know he's organising a quiz night this Saturday?
No.
Well, he is. And I said I'd come up with some questions for him. So, can I try them out on you?
No, no way. I'm not very good at quizzes.
Oh, come on. It's only to see if you think the questions are any good. Just a couple, okay? Right. Question one. Where in the States was Frank Sinatra born?
Oh, I have no idea.
Frank Sinatra was born in Hoboken, New Jersey. Okay, next question.
And that's it, just the two.
Okay, question two. How did Sting get his name?
Sting? I don't know. How did he get his name?
Well, it was because of a stripy sweater he was wearing.
You must be joking. Are you making these up?
No, really, that's true. One more question.
No.
All right. So, what did you think?
Of what? What do I think of what?
My questions, of course.
Well, I've only heard two. But do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Penny, they were good. It's just I don't like quizzes. It's like being at school.
Didn't you like school then?
No, I hated it. Mind you, I did all right. I got the qualifications I needed to get a reasonable job. But no, I did not like school.
Well, you've done better than me. I've worked in shops all my life. And you? You've got a really good job with the council.
Yes, but you've been married. I haven't.
Yeah, but that's different. Mind you, I have always been happy at work. Well, you know what I mean. On the whole, I've been happy. I've really enjoyed it. And yes, I think things have been good. I was married to Joe for 35 years.
There you go. And I've never had anyone who was really special. No one. No one ever. I only wish I had.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.